playing music. Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Here Here. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Here Here.
On killradio.org.
Is that where we are?
We're at killradio.org.
Where, oh, thank God for killradio.org.
People remain in a constant state of denial over everything.
What I love about killradio.org, John.
What do you love about killradio.org,
What I really
Mark?
Love about killradio.org, John, is when I am around our fellow DJs, it makes me feel good about myself.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Because I get the impression that it doesn't.
What would give you that impression?
You develop a rash when you're in the presence of another Kill Radio DJ, except for me.
Oh my God, is my rash showing?
No, because it's me, because I'm here.
Oh, you're the rash? I'm the manifestation of my rash?
No, I'm the manifestation of the ointment.
Is this the new sitting position?
I'm a human
lumberjack?
Ointment. Yeah.
Are you
like my? You like? I haven't worn this shirt in a while, because I'm not. I kind of grew out of my plaid phase. But it's such a gloomy Monday morning, and
you just need like a cigarette.
And I haven't shaved
kind of a Marlboro
in a bit.
Man
yeah.
thing in a little bit without the cowboy hat.
It's great. I don't smoke, but you know, if I did, I would.
Going after the Jewy market, you know, Marlboro. You'd be their spokesmodel.
That'd be great. Marlboro Reds. Who knew?
For the high holidays.
Oy. So anyway, you're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show.
Yep. You know what's horrible?
It's a dues-paying organization.
They don't care about
where
that. They don't care about that.
We pay dues so that we can play other people's music.
we pay to play your music.
Exactly. It's pay to play in the most back-ass words way possible.
We're stupid. I didn't email any of my bands.
Didn't you?
No.
I emailed my bands.
I'm going to email them.
I've been a good Here
after
Here
we
DJ.
Go to music. Maybe we're on your set. I'll email the band saying, oh, by the way, I'm playing you right now.
That's why we only have 3,000 listeners instead of 4,000.
Oh, you know, do we have 3,000 today?
3,272.
Oh, shoot. That's too bad.
Or is that just three?
One of those is hopefully my mom.
I'm not good at numbers. Much better with words, letters.
I'm much better with
colors.
Crying.
Feelings.
Sounds.
We've only just begun to live. What was I watching the other day? It had the Carpenters music, and it was a horror movie. And it was the point was that it was even scarier because the Carpenters were playing.
Oh, wasn't it? It wasn't like The Howling or something like that, was it?
No. I just saw it recently, too.
Well, that is a
good segue. Oh, it was 1408. It was that movie with John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson about the haunted apartment.
Oh.
The haunted hotel room, rather. Which is a
the haunted room.
Yeah.
As opposed to the haunted meadow live open pasture space.
Well, as opposed to the haunted house.
It's still a room.
Okay. You're in fighting mood.
No, I'm not.
It's cool.
I'm in non-fighting mood.
I gotta come up with something to disagree with you about.
Could you? No.
I told people in my we were talking about in one of my psychology classes because I had school this weekend. We were talking about.
That's why I didn't call you till yesterday. By the way, I've been wanting to call you all weekend, but I thought he's probably in psychology class right now.
So we were talking about homosexuality and how it's no longer in the DSM-4. It used to be in the DSM-4 right. as a disorder, and they took it out, but they still have. Other gender identity based disorders in there, and it's, you know, a subject of debate. Things like transvestic fetishism, for example, if you're a homosexual male and you dress up like a woman, that's not a disorder. But you're a heterosexual male and you dress up like a woman, that's actually a disorder in the DSM-4.
That's lame.
Isn't that interesting? And then we started talking about gay marriage and everything.
There's an ad. I don't know if you saw this. There's an ad in the LA Weekly that's called Transformations by Gina. And it's some person who, basically for straight men, will help doll you up and do a number of photo shoots with you in somewhere in Studio City.
Wow.
And I saw it. I go, God, the 21st century is getting more and more complicated as we speak. I mean, just what used to be fringe is coming to critical mass, is coming into the forefront. And it's just so funny. And it showed this cute girl that's obviously some straight guy, blonde bob haircut, wig, and... Transformations by Gina. That's a plug, wow. You know?
Yeah, they should pay us. They should pay our dues.
Maybe that should be our next photo shoot that we do together, John. I think I would feel more comfortable than you, though.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But I told my class that I had no problem with gay marriage. My problem was with gay interracial marriage.
That's
good. I got a good laugh. That's where I draw the line.
Did that your most popular fellow student laugh with that?
Yeah. Everybody understood
everybody
where I was coming from. Yeah.
But this isn't the same class as that one woman?
No, it is. It's the same class. Yeah. And she still annoys the hell out of me because I'm not black woman enough for her. But I actually wrote – I told you about that whole experience where I was sort of being painted into a corner as a racist. And I wrote about it. We have to write these reaction papers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote about that experience. And I gave it to the teacher. And I said, I don't know if you're collecting these or not, but I'd really like if you could read it just so that I know I'm not going insane. Mm-hmm. And so I had the teacher read it during the break and wrote back to me. And she's black. She wrote, as we say in my community, it ain't you. So she really kind of left me out.
That's hilarious.
Made me feel a lot better, that I didn't contribute to the conflict. Because I'm a pretty nice guy. But then we watched this video of about racism, and it was a group of people, all of different races, talking about what it's like to live with your race in a racist society,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. It seemed like the premise of the video was like it was a big competition between the Latino guy, the Asian girl, the Native American woman, and the black guy to see if they can make the white guy cry for no apparent reason. And I don't know. Maybe that's me just being culturally insensitive, but that seemed what it was.
Right.
It was like.
Right.
And but it was presented in such a way that it was like, oh, this is a good thing. He made this person cry, even though, because he used the wrong word for something or he, misinterpreted something or other. But it just goes to show how painfully emotional these things can be, and how you really can't understand where someone's coming from unless you are that person. You can just sometimes you have to say, I don't understand, but I'll just listen. Listen to your pain.
At the same time, I feel like, especially for me, quote unquote minority guy here, it's also the trap is to walk around wearing your minority on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And then to me, that equals kind of a victim consciousness. And if I think we've had this conversation before, but if I thought about demographically list what I was or what my identifiers were, being gay wouldn't be first. It's probably fourth or fifth in mm-hmm. the list. Humans, number one. Males, probably number two. I guess Americans, number three. Mm-hmm. California, number four.
And Kill Radio member has got to be really high up there.
Six, and then five is gay. But it's easy to walk around. You can see a lot of people doing it. And I'm wondering if that one woman in your class, kind of first and foremost, she's black woman, black woman, black woman, black woman, black woman.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you walk around then, if you walk around with that kind of minority attitude, as you walk around thinking, especially in this kind of culture where we have dominance and subversive kind of or submissive kind of attitude, then you walk around thinking you're the submissive or you're the victim or you got to stand up. And in order to overcompensate for being the victim, then you got to turn into a bully because it's the flip side of the same coin.
But at the same time that anger is earned, your experience growing up as that minority probably, helped you develop into this person where you do walk around with a lot of anger and people shouldn't necessarily try and take that anger away from you. I'm not saying that you should treat people badly, but I think also it's important to sort of step back and go, okay, you're in pain and I'm just going to be there. And this is what they teach us, becoming therapists is it's not that you're trying to change this person. You need to be there and be there with their pain and let mm-hmm. them have that pain. And then you can work on what things you can do to change it.
Of course.
And a lot of people are like, no, I'm not a racist. Don't do that. No, don't talk like that. No, let me explain. Instead of taking the time to actually hear what the other person is saying. So interesting shit, but let's go to music before we get all too deep on you. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, so I brought in four CDs. I got a bunch in the stack. But.
Cool. This is a band that doesn't know it's getting played right now unless they just happen to be listening.
Good for them.
I'm going to email everyone right after this. This is a band called Coppermine. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. MySpace.com/Coppermine. It's a track called Golden Light.
Brooklyn.
And it sounds, I think, basically like this does.
No Sleep Till...
Just come, but you still can't say, how did you get so far from where they say, a fucking robot, nothing to say. When will I get to see the things I've been waiting for? And it's got you wondering, did you lose that guy? Every day, it's taking me where I don't care anymore. Where I go, but I know it's just a way to not feel this today. Wanna go where I can build something to stay, make this into something more. Stuck right here, just doing this every day. It's taking me where I don't care anymore. Where I go, but I know it's just a way to not feel this today. Wanna go where I can build something to stay.
And whatever you were saying, John.
Fascinating. Yes. Indeed. I like your new promo there.
That wasn't new.
I like that it wasn't new. That's what I like about it.
That last band we just heard was called Suit of Hair out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. That track was called Flying Underground. I have a interesting address for them. I don't have a MySpace address. It's Studio CHEVRE.com/Suit of Hair. Is that a French word, John? None of us speak French here.
Is what a French word?
Chavre? Studio Chavre?
Chavre.
CHEVRE.com/Studio Suit of Hair.
It means suit of hair in French.
Oh.
It's a suit that you wear that's made of hair.
And then before that, we heard Coppermine once again out of Brooklyn, New York, myspace.com/Coppermine. That track was called Guiding Light. If you want any, if you have any questions about any of the bands we're playing, you want to say hello, you can always instant message us here at the station. The handle we use most of the time is killradio.org, just like our website without the dot.
Have you noticed that people don't use that as much as they use Kill Radio Station? When we had Kill Radio Station, I'm wondering if it's the pigeon or the...
It's not the name. I think we're just not as popular as we used to be. I think we're going... This is where...
Maybe you're not as popular as we used to be.
Well, that could be possible. I could be bringing us down. I could be bringing us down now. I think we've peaked, John. We've peaked. This is where we wallow in it and then we turn into, you know, basically doing cover art.
May of 2006. That's when we were really on top of our game, man.
Yeah.
And now, yeah. What is it?
What is this?
Late 2007.
God, almost 2008.
I don't even listen to us anymore.
What?
It's not true.
What?
I listen to us all the time.
Neither, obviously.
Killradio.org, the show we're listening to right now. Right, MySpace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. Been getting a lot of messages at the Kill Radio MySpace. MySpace.com/kill_radio.
Uh-huh.
You know, people posting comments, check out my new song, things like that. So I make sure I've been sending them messages to let
cool.
them know about here. And so we'll be getting a lot more material, I think, through that.
Yep.
People taking an interest in Kill Radio, which is good.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're getting some things done. We got a lot of events coming up. I want to apologize to you. I still haven't solidified the lineup for the November 18th here event.
I had it.
And then I had two cancellations. And now I'm scrambling to fix that. Uh-huh. I definitely have on November 18th.
Do you need some help booking bands, John? Do you need some help there?
No, I don't need some help booking bands.
Really? You don't?
I definitely have. This is November 18th at Lost Souls Cafe. It's a part of a monthly benefit we do to keep the station running.
It's not to keep the station running. It's for our expansion.
Well, yeah, that too.
The station runs.
That too. To lubricate the functionality of the station.
To support our new equipment. You know, to pay for the water machine.
And non-dues paying members.
The jacuzzi,
and
the jacuzzi guy who cleans it.
Oh, yeah, the jacuzzi guy, yeah. And not to mention the jacuzzi itself. Anyway, so
you
we
know
have
what's great is I think the three of us, me, you, and Ben, are the only ones who know that there is a jacuzzi and where it is. And we are the only ones with keys with it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting some bad imagery right now. So I'm just going to move
me
ahead
too.
With November 18th at Lost Souls Cafe.
Yes.
Definitely Michael Harris is performing.
Yay.
MySpace.com/MHband. Definitely Carla Hassett is performing.
Yay.
MySpace.com/Carla Hassett. Definitely Paul Avion is performing.
Yay.
Which is really cool. And we were going to have Lo-Fi Sugar, but she unfortunately had to cancel. But I have some inclination as to who is going to play, and it's going to be good. So hopefully I'll see you there. Anyway.
Yay.
Why don't we go on with some more music here? Before I forget, though, November 15th, there's another show going on that is also going to benefit killradio.org. It's going to take place at Mountain Bar in Chinatown, which if you haven't been there, it's a really cool place. There's a flyer up right now at myspace.com/kill_radio, and it's called Throwdown in Chinatown. It's being sponsored by Network 23, which is a music program here on Kill Radio that airs on Sundays, 2:30 to 4, and it's featuring two live performances, one by a band called Legphonic Euphoria, another one by an electronica artist called Decoding Jesus, and also features five different DJs. I'm going to do a DJ set. Starsky Suave is going to do a DJ set. Network 23 is doing a DJ set. And two other talented DJs will be performing as well.
Cool.
And that's it's a $5 suggested donation, but it's one of these like if you want to things. So if you want to just come by and support Kill Radio, just for the sake of supporting Kill Radio, that'll be a cool night. That's Thursday, November 15th. Okay. Enough of that. Moving on.
No, that's exciting.
Brian Faith Band is who I'm going to play now. They sent us some music. and some cool information about them. This act, they've been working on a tribute to September 11th, and as well as some other things. I'm gonna play a couple tracks from a CD that they sent in, and you can check out myspace.com/BrianFaithBandSongs. That's their MySpace, Brian Faith Band Songs. And check it out. Sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Crippling mankind, dead kings, many things I can define. Occasions, fears, vices, blood in your mind, and incense and peppermints, a color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Win if we win, but not if we lose.
Never return.
And we're back on here on killradio.org. That was the Brian Faith Band. If you'd like to get more information on this artist and his band, check out myspace.com/Brian Faith Band songs. This comes to us from the Santa Barbara area.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you would describe them as a patriotic act. The last song we heard was called Michael, which is a tribute to the troops. And before that, we heard a cover of Incense and Peppermints. Rock on.
Killradio.org. We're a collective where we communicate to each other passive aggressively.
Yes, that's also true. And we air our dirty laundry on the internet airwaves.
Not all of it.
Not all of it. Not the undies.
If anything, I feel like we're making fun of ourselves when we do it. That we're just getting so. That's what's fun about being involved with a collective. And I guess if any of you guys are listening or in a band, it's the same kind of thing. Just it's a band of.
Yeah.
It's this weird marriage. We're a group of people. We come together and we do this. And sometimes it's fun and sometimes it's odd.
I interviewed a band recently on Is Good that was part of a collective, you know, where it's a group of bands that have sort of agreed to support each other. And if any one of those bands meets with some success, like gets on a nice bill, then there will be an effort made to get their friends on there and everything like that. You know, and a lot of bands are doing that. But we were talking also about the downsides of all of this is mm-hmm. that people don't always follow through with, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to be there for you until the point that you actually have the opportunity to be there for someone. And that's the real test is whether or not you follow through with that. And
right.
quite frequently you don't, you know, a band takes off and is doing really successful and they don't bring their friends along that they said they would, you know, they don't try to add them to the bill because it's not convenient for them.
Or it may not be possible. I mean, it becomes kind of a weird thing too, where it may not even be possible.
It may not be possible. Exactly. But I think you see it in any organization that calls itself a collective, you know, it's like you all agree at the get go to do certain things. But then when it comes down to meeting those requirements, you know, you'll have some people who try to get away with not meeting them or some
right.
people who try to meet them in different ways. And,
right.
you know, it's friction. It's like any family system, you know?
Right. And what's I guess, weird about it is there's not a lot of, unless you've taken some formal training in how to be a team player, it's hard for a lot of people to be a team player. It's hard for them to kind of look outside of their own perspective of themselves. I feel like because I've done these kind of Est-Lite, way back when I did these Est-Lite self-realization kind of weekend workshop things that were really great.
Uh-huh.
They did a lot. I mean, they did a lot from where I was then to where I am now kind of thing. I mean, they're perfect at the time. And there's a lot. I remember one of them was all about team. And it was amazing the challenges that came up because of people's total absorption in their own individuality to the detriment of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, there would always be specific instructions on like this homework assignment we had, and people who didn't follow the instructions, there was all these different like reasons, and it through the process it came out where it's like a lot of people just think they can get by. A lot of people are just trying to get by, or a lot of people think for whatever reason it doesn't matter or they don't matter. I mean, there's all these weird little small ideas that play themselves out to make a larger problem, especially when you think of a group of individuals all doing what they think is right for them, but not thinking about the entire group, and then it becomes a big, huge problem.
If a family systems theorist were to look at the situation, they would say that there are certain members who are being elected by the rest of the group to perform a certain role that enables the other members in that family system to perform their role. So like what you see in a family with an alcoholic, for example, is the alcoholic member of the family has been sort of nominated by the family to be the sick one. And catering to that sick person
right.
is what keeps the rest of the family functional. And when that person gets better, what you often see is that the family system breaks down
right.
because they don't have that way of directing their anxiety.
Right, right.
So subconsciously, the alcoholic is actually performing a role that keeps the family together.
Because everyone got comfortable in that role, regardless of whether or not there's suffering involved. It's familiar and it's comfortable.
Right. So by some people not fulfilling their obligations to a group, they're actually volunteering to make the rest of the group more functional by making that group address that problem. It's pretty messed up, but there's a reason they call it theory too, which is that it's 90% bullshit and 10% true. But let's go on with music. I have a feeling our audience has no idea what we're talking about, amongst other things, and we got lots of great music to play today.
I'm barely holding on myself to this conversation.
It's one of those days. I think it's the weather. It's the schizophrenic weather we've been having.
I don't do well when it's gray. Even though the sun's coming out now, when it's just gray and nothing's happening, I just want to just shoot myself and others, man. Just
awesome.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Happy Monday, everybody. Yeah. Oh, and happy birthday to Bennett,
yes.
Our faithless news host and longtime Kill Radio member. He's 29 again, and hopefully one day Mina Suvari will find her way to his heart, and he won't get arrested for it.
I also want to say happy birthday to my brother, who is 38 today. We're 6 months, we're a year and a half apart. So there's part of the time when I'm just a year older, and then there's other times I sound like I'm 2 years older. So I always feel like he's catching up somehow. It's like, oh, you're 30. Wait, how did that happen?
That's funny.
And it's because right now we're closer in age. So yeah, he turned 38 today, and happy birthday to him. And I got to try to call him today, but he's probably working.
This would be the part in corporate radio where we play the Beatles. Say it's birthday.
Yeah, because
that's Beatles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't they do that? I remember we used to do that like in elementary school in the PA system. You know, it's so and so's birthday, and then we'd play an excerpt of that song, and
really?
Everybody'd be in homeroom. Gonna have a good time. You know, so and so is 12 years old today.
Wow, your principal thought he or she was cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I thought I was cool, too.
For rocking out to it?
Yeah.
All right, this is a band that perhaps doesn't know it's getting played yet because maybe hasn't opened the email. They're out of, I don't know how you pronounce the city, but I think it's, I'm just going to say it, Pex Hungary. It's a band called Gabor 13. We have two tracks from them. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Gabor13. And this is the first track called Prova, I guess. It's actually not Prova, I guess. It's just Prova. And here it is on killradio.org's Here with Mark and John. We'll be right back. Yeah. Again, that's Gabor 13 out of, I don't know if that's pronounced Pez or Pex. There's an accent on the E, which, since it's monosyllabic, that accent must mean a different sound than I know accents to mean, like in my language.
Some really good instrumentals in there, especially
that
first track.
Yeah, it was nice. That last track was called Sometimes 74. Before that, we heard Prova. Again, they're out of Pex Hungary or Pez Hungary. MySpace.com/Gabor13.
I love that we get music from all over the world. We're so lucky, you know, that it. I mean, it's great we get tons of local music too, and it's so great that we get to throw in stuff from.
That's exactly
from out
there.
It. Like, the next thing I'm going to play is from Switzerland.
I mean, it happened to me the other day. Like, someone goes, you get bands submitting from all over the world? I go, yeah, they're all lucky.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It's, you know, that's what's so frustrating, too, that sometimes we struggle with numbers on Kill Radio, like the number of listeners, because the reason we get bands from all over the world is because they find out about us online, you know, on the international worldwide web. And you would think that just by that the same way that they're finding out they can send their music here, that they would also find out they could listen to Kill Radio whenever they want. So it's always surprising when the numbers go below a certain point. It's like you would think just by statistically there'd be a certain number of people who are accidentally listening to Kill Radio because it's on the World Wide Web.
Right.
But we do
I guess people don't accidentally listen to internet radio. People accidentally listen to radio.
You have to make a conscious choice.
Because you turn on your car and the radio usually just automatically comes on. So you do accidentally listen to radio.
Do you know your average American, I mean maybe I said this last time, spends 3 years of their life watching television commercials. In their lifetime, they will spend an average of 3 years just watching commercials.
You know, I got rid of my cable, and so my TV right now, I don't even watch regular TV. I just watch DVDs. So when the fires happened a couple weeks ago, And I wanted to see if my mom's house was burning down and see if the helicopter could have a shot of it, basically. Horrifying enough. I couldn't see any channels because I had no antenna or anything on my TV. So
you went online, right?
No, I went to my Korean liquor store around the corner, Korean market, got myself some rabbit ears for 10 bucks, put them on, and then I watched. But then in between the coverage, I'm seeing these commercials, and I just got sick to my stomach.
Like death, destruction, cheeseburger?
Right. Well, and also just the promos for the news, the upcoming news, it was just so fear-based, so just really disgusting kind of values and ethics. And I use those kind of terms because I don't necessarily believe in morality per se.
There's plutonium in your baby formula tonight at 11.
Yeah. And it just was like, it was like going back to something that used to not notice, and now noticing it, it was even worse than
before.
And
it got worse since you stopped watching, too.
Oh, because my tolerance for it is completely gone. I'm not numb to it anymore.
Maybe it gets worse because they know that the active, you know, sort of intellectual thinking consumer has stopped watching TV, so they know they only have to market towards the brainwashed, brain-dead consumer. So as people like you stop watching TV, it actually makes it worse because they don't have to cater to you anymore.
Right.
They don't have to convince you to go buy some product because you're probably not going to buy it anyway. It just makes it easier for them to convince someone who's more likely to be
moved.
Right.
Scary shit. I don't know who watches regular TV anymore. I mean, I talk to a lot of people and no one watches TV. You watch TV, but very selectively.
But I have TiVo, and so I just watch the shows that I want to watch and fast forward through the commercials.
Well, TiVo is what's going to save commercials, I think. Because what's going to happen is going to become kind of, I think the model will end up being some sort of subscription basis where it'll all basically on-demand television.
Yeah.
In order to get it for free, you can subscribe to commercial programming, so to speak, that you would want to see.
Yeah.
And in that regard, we wouldn't probably have a problem. I mean, if you're in the market for like a certain type of car, like a certain type of luxury car, let's say, or a truck or something, you know, you would see only those ads and they would show you those. And perhaps along with that, you'd have to see the scope ad or something. You know, it's kind of like how the internet's kind of doing it too.
Yeah,
like
eventually
with the Onion
they collect, well, but it's a scary thing. They collect information about you based on your wants and needs and desires
or
and spending habits.
Or you just openly subscribe.
Yeah.
You subscribe to this advertising.
And then, so in the commercials, they'll all be geared towards you. You know, so you'll be watching an episode of House, and then in between, it'll just be ads for medical marijuana and pornography.
And it could go like this. Your local cannabis provider, John Hirschfield, just wants you to know, John, that they care about you and
you
your well-being.
Minority Report, right? That's
yeah,
the same
totally.
Kind of thing.
But that was a little bit all at the same time where it's like you're being inundated. That's going to cause tune out.
Yeah.
But you already see it happening. With ads coming everywhere, and this—if I could just say this—this is nothing. No one's going to care about this except maybe me.
I already don't care.
The Metro Transit Authority, which is the governmental organization that manages our mass transit system here in Los Angeles, is trying to get advertising in the subway stations, mm-hmm. and they seem to only be able to get one advertiser subscription.
It's for like a
come
school.
Come on board
isn't it?
On the time. No. Listen to me up. They only seem to get one advertiser at a time. A couple months ago at the Blue Line, Red Line connective station, it was 100% Angus beef. And it was like for McDonald's. And these huge ads everywhere, like
everywhere,
on the ground, all over. I mean, everywhere you look. And right now, Union Station, it's all for Latino 98.3 or something. Mm-hmm. This is ads where it's like adult heads on shrunken little bodies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's like promoting pedophiliaism, if that's a word. Because
pedophilia.
It shows pedophilia, because it shows the hot girl with their little girl body. She has a big head, but she has a little body. And same with the two little guys. They're kind of looking kind of cute and boyish. But everywhere you look, it's that 98.3. And it's like, to me, it's doing the opposite. I will not listen to that station now. I mean, not that I was before, but I would especially not now.
Right,
because
you tune out because it's overload, huh?
Because it's a sledgehammer. Actually, it's 20 sledgehammers.
Interesting.
And that's what's great about Kill Radio. I mean, when we advertise, the advertising that we do, especially on our show, during our shows, it's very subtle.
It's extremely subtle. Right now, we're advertising for a kind of brand cereal, and nobody knows about it.
But somehow the message is getting through, and that's why we're so sophisticated.
There's people pooing all over the place.
It's so weird that we have to do fundraisers when we have all these great, you know, like All Brand, Kellogg's All Brand cereal that we're advertising on this very subliminal level.
Delicious.
Mmm, fiber.
All right, well, I'm going to play this, and then I got to go to the bathroom.
I got to take a big do.
This is from our good friend Beatman, Voodoo Rhythm Records out of Bern, Switzerland. Beautiful country.
How long has he been our good friend, by the way?
For a long time. He submits material over the past several years.
Oh, that's right.
He sends it to Naomi's show as well, Lost in Paradise, on Mondays.
Right, and when we took the Kill Radio jet over to Bern, that's right, we hung out with him for a while before we went on to Barcelona and ultimately to Ibiza. That's right.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah. We were rocking out of Ibiza. So this is Reverend Beatman, and the name of the album is Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash Volume 1.
What?
Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash Volume 1.
Oh.
You can go to voodoorhythm.com to get more information on this label and the various artists on the label, including Beatman. And I'm going to play a couple tracks for you, and you're going to enjoy them because you're listening to here on killradio.org. Stick around.
Left. step to the right. Smash your head to the wall. Let your blood run cold. Now do the Jesus Christ.
On here on killradio.org. That was Reverend Beatman from his album Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash Volume 1 off of Voodoo Rhythm Records. We were listening to the Jesus Christ Twist, and before that a track called I'm Happy. So we look forward to Volume 2, and check out voodoorhythm.com for more information on this label and its artists and Beatman himself out of Bern, Switzerland. Thanks so much for submitting.
And that's Volume 1.
That's Volume 1.
I was thinking they should have started with Volume, like, 15. So then if you liked it, make you start looking through all the bins for all the other ones.
Volume 14.
That exist.
12.
I want to find all the other ones.
For serious collectors only.
Yeah. So serious, you'll have to make it up yourself.
Exactly. So what else is new?
What else is new?
How was your weekend? My weekend was all schoolwork and drinking. So
really? Mine
I
was, too.
From school and
well, yesterday I did some drinking.
Watched some movies. I don't remember what I watched.
I watched Soylent Green. Have you ever seen that?
It's a really long time ago. Yeah, we watched this indie movie called Junebug. And it was just so painfully indie that I just couldn't take it after a while.
I also watched... it's not Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it's a movie called The Body Snatchers with Boris Karloff and actually...
Oh, the original one.
No, it's not. No? It's not Invasion. It's totally different. It's based on a book by someone, and it was really a... It was a double DVD I rented because I wanted to rent the movie I Walked with a Zombie. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Uh-uh.
It's a really kind of weird, kind of psychological, kind of beautifully shot... how would you describe it? It's not really a horror film. It's kind of weird, kind of some weird psychological but kind of spooky film, but it's not really a horror film. But it's beautifully shot, and it's in black and white, and there's some amazing scenes. But I guess they thought the DVD couldn't stand on its own, so they had this other movie, The Body Snatchers, and it was such a B-level movie. It was like C almost. Even though Boris Karloff's performance is actually pretty cool. He was kind of cocky and
Boris
scary.
Karloff is awesome.
Yeah.
Or was awesome.
And then Bela Lugosi was also in it, but he was just like bumbling Hungarian guy for no reason in Scotland. It all took place in Scotland.
Cool.
So that was really kind of – that was Saturday.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of great stories for
you. Oh, I had to work.
Because I was just,
on Saturday, too. First time working
on
Saturday.
Oh, and you had
Saturday
that weird phone thing going on. Because I know because I called you and then your phone kept calling
me
back
every
5 minutes.
That's
for
weird.
Like an hour.
That's so weird.
And I started yelling into the phone, Mark, pick up your phone. And I could hear you in the background going, and we have this other package that we can offer you if you want to donate just, you know, $1 a day.
Oh, so you heard,
I heard you working.
I was working and I was probably working my ass off because I was working on Hillary for president.
You're working on Hillary for president?
No.
Checking your tires?
No, I work for a company that does nonprofit fundraising. I guess a campaign is considered nonprofit fundraising. Mostly the stuff I do is like for Greenpeace. I was calling for Greenpeace and this weekend. And who else did I call in? A number of big, huge groups like that. But they did have me start on Hillary for president on the kind of the have you heard about our primary season that we're going to have? Do you know what's happening?
I have no idea what's happening in the world
right now. Let me tell you what's crazy about our primary season that's happening. Okay, in January, which is basically 2 months away, the Iowa and New Hampshire happen.
January,
those are
2 caucuses. Months away.
Yeah, is that crazy? And then there's some other states. But on February 5th, all these states are happening at the same time because they all want equal say. Normally, California is later in the primary season. On February 5th, there's 27 states all going to the primaries at the same time. Big states like California and New York and New Jersey are among them. Utah, Pennsylvania. I mean, huge and small states all together. 65 million people, basically.
Wow.
So if you're – what's kind of – discussing about it is now all the candidates have to in a sense campaign in all these states at the same time, which means it's
impossible,
and also it's quite expensive, so
which means they need more money.
So
this
primary race is going to be the most expensive ever, and it's not right.
Most expensive ever, that means the best, right?
Yeah,
this is America,
but it's ultimately not right.
Well, so, you don't want a poor person running for president. They might know what's going on in the streets.
They might care.
They might know what it's like to go to the grocery store. Something
they
like
might
that.
Empathize.
Do their laundry.
So that's the crazy thing about that. And there's, again, 27 states. That's, you know, there's 50 states in this country of ours.
50 states and January is 2 months away. It's amazing what I learned just from being around you.
Thank you. You're welcome. So it's kind of whack. So that's kind of what I was calling about.
Well, good.
And let me tell you, women are fired up about Hillary Clinton.
Fired up in a good way?
Yeah.
They like Hillary Clinton?
Women are fired
up. Do you think she's
going to
be the nominee?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like guessing. I think anything could technically still happen. And I'm not an expert. I have no way of knowing. I mean, she still seems to be the front runner. So who knows? And she seems to have a strong lead, at least nationally. I guess in Iowa she doesn't. I guess it's neck and neck for Iowa.
Surreal times.
But I don't know if that's going to change anything, and why should it?
I don't know. I don't understand the whole primary process. It's very confusing. But Jon Stewart said it best. He says we have a system that isn't about picking the best person. It's just that we have a system in place called a primary system, and that's how we choose who we run. So it doesn't, you know, I'm paraphrasing his point.
Right,
it's
right.
Just that, you know, because somebody asked him if he thought that John Kerry was the best candidate for president, and his point was that it doesn't matter if he's the best candidate for president. He's the candidate that was chosen in the primaries who's running on the Democratic ticket, and that's
right.
Why he supports him.
Well, it's because the process is so kind of whacked. It's almost like, you know, I used to be in casting, and the logic why people get cast or not cast in something, there's none.
Right.
There's you could be totally the right person, but there's all these other
–
shut up.
I used to be an actor.
Shut up. I knew you were going to turn into yourself. But there's all these things that happen that totally – all of a sudden, there could be a total upheaval and thought about who's the right person for this part when it was going one direction. And then I had it where I was recasting all over again because now the producers want this.
Mm-hmm. If only I looked like more people's nephews, I'd work more often.
But it's... Don't you?
What?
Look like most people's nephews?
No, apparently not.
Oh,
but
really?
That's how you get work.
Wow.
Remind someone of their nephew.
But the same with like our electing process. I don't know if there's... It's such a weird... You just kind of thrust forward and you hope it kind of... You see where you land.
Well, a lot of people voted for George W. Bush because they felt that he was someone that you could have a beer with, which means that a lot of Americans think it's important to have a president that you... a lot of people think it's important to be able to have a beer with an ex-alcoholic. I don't understand what that means, but see, I think you can just drink that in for a second.
I wanted to vote for him because he looked like a man that I could do a line with and just...
See, exactly.
It'd be a wonderful time, just real fun that way.
Awesome.
Ew.
Let's just go back to music.
The idea of George W. Bush coked up is just horrifying.
Let's bomb Iran. Let's do it.
I get it. Who else can we bomb? Do we have missiles left?
Let's bomb the Tasmanian devil. Where's Tasmania?
Let's bomb it. We don't have to kill anyone. Where's somewhere where no one's at? Let's bomb that.
And that's when you have people in Rumsfeld going and saying, no, there's really no good targets there. All right, come on, let's play some music. Let's do our job.
You know what I like about you, John? You're really focused today.
Thank you.
Actually, most of the time. I'm just here to, I don't know, it's like I'm in a lounge.
This isn't happy fun time radio.org. This is killradio.org. Let's kill some of this stuff.
I'm just about, the spinach dip and the Wheat Thins.
No, this is work. If it was fun, we'd call it something else. That's what my dad would say.
This is a band out of Chester, UK. They're called Anti-Cool. This is a track called The Storm, myspace.com, Anti-Q-Cool. So it's AntiQCool.
It's like Antique-Cool.
Yeah, and it's not Antique-Cool. They were, I think, I remember them saying, no, it's pronounced Anti-Cool. This is a track called The Storm, and they submitted it, and I'm about to play it any second now. I'm about to play it. Oh, God.
Play it then. Go ahead.
Make me.
which way the
You're here. Killradio.org.
I haven't said that, I don't think, once on the show today.
Say it.
Say what?
You're here. Go ahead.
I'm not ready.
Feels good.
Later. It's been hazy lately. Have you noticed? Is it smog or is it haze? Because I know it's kind of sometimes both.
It's smaze.
Yesterday from my porch, downtown LA looked like it was a one-dimensional painting. Like it was a backdrop at a studio lot. And it had no perspective or depth. And I thought everyone should know that for no reason at all. Makes no sense at all. No one cares.
Thanks for sharing.
Do you even care?
I certainly don't care. No.
And you live here.
It's a hazy shade of winter here in Los Angeles.
It's fall.
California.
Fall.
Is it still fall?
Yes.
Isn't it great that we got an extra hour of life? Because life is so good.
It feels like more than an hour.
I get 60 whole more minutes to obsess than I did before.
Yesterday, it felt like it was two extra hours because I got to sleep in an hour. And then when I was wondering if it was getting late, I looked at the clock and I still had like, wow, I still have an extra hour that could be out tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was almost like two extra hours, really.
And I like to leave my clocks ahead, too, so that I can consistently be surprised that I get the extra hour.
Right. It's kind of like having that all of a sudden heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's like I don't like to get here at 11. I don't need to get up till 11:30. It's brilliant. Let's go right back to music. This is a band called The Hectors. They're a local band in L.A. Recently featured as one of the buzz bands in Los Angeles Times this past September. And they have a cool sound, so check it out. MySpace.com/TheHectors. And they have an EP here called Sometimes They Collide. And it sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
We'll be right back.
That was the Hectors on Hear Hear on killradio.org. And
They're
cool.
Killwriter.org. I keep forgetting.
MySpace.com/TheHectors. The name of the EP is Sometimes They Collide. So check it out. That's off of something called Tarantism Records. Very cool. Nice cover art, too.
I wasn't listening. Where are they from? I know you said it.
I think they're from here. They're local.
They're from the planet Earth? They're from here?
They're from here. They were a buzz band in the LA Times recently. And
LA Times only focus. LA Times being a local newspaper.
Mark, don't be a dick.
Oh, I can't help it.
TheHectors.com. The area code 310.
Ew, they're west side.
So they're definitely LA. But here's a picture of them performing at Silver Lake Lounge. So, yeah. They're local.
Okay, you proved your point.
Okay.
John Dailyman Hirschfeld.
Fine. Whatever. Moving on. The Hectors, you rock. Thanks for submitting music to hear here. If you'd like to hear your music played on the internet airwaves, it's really not that hard. All you have to do is send it to us, and we'd be happy to play it.
That's not what you said, though.
What?
On the internet airwaves doesn't mean they want to necessarily be played on Kill Radio. If you want to be played on Kill Radio.
But Kill Radio is the internet airwaves. There are no other internet radio stations.
Well, let's be fair.
No. There we go. This conversation is over. So send your music. Go to MySpace.com.
This is the only real, truly submission-only show.
Yes.
We keep having to remind myself that.
Now we're back in agreement. So
no, we're not.
MySpace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. All the instructions you need are there, but we'll just run through them real quick. If you want to send us a CD, you can do so by sending it to Kill Radio, Attention Hear Here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. This information is also on the blog at MySpace.com/kill_radio. And if you want to send an MP3, you can do so by sending it to Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Make sure you tag your files correctly and include all the necessary information about your band, where they're from, and all that logical stuff that you would expect us to say on the air before we play your track.
Actually, that's actually an important part. Because it's amazing when people have sent me MP3s and they haven't included any information at all, like where are you from and what's the track name. Because when I open up an iTunes, it only says track one. So please go to myspace.com/hear_hear, HEAR_HERE. It is really hard to concentrate. I didn't really think I was going to be that difficult, but I'm going to focus. Must hold on. So please check that information out. Please include it with your submissions. And normally I email everyone ahead of time that they're going to get played. Today I didn't. I was a bad DJ. That was kind of fun, huh?
It was.
I had a lot of fun on my end with that.
You do have a lot of fun on your end, but that's a whole other story.
You didn't even need to do that. It was so understood. It was there. You know what I mean? You didn't have to do it. Everyone.
Come on. We haven't had a single double entendre this whole episode.
It's the weirdest show ever.
Weirdest show ever. Why don't you play some music?
I haven't even said the name of the show yet. Not that anyone cares. This is a band called
KillRadio.org.
This is a band called White Hot Knife. They're out of Chicago, Illinois. Track is called What She Wants, myspace.com/whitehotknife. And
play it.
It's killing me. We'll be right back.
And we're back. That was Megillah out of Chicago, Illinois. That was kind of my Chicago set, John.
Is that your radio voice?
Yes. Corporate radio voice.
You corporate radio voice.
This is my fucking killradio.org fucking indie radio fucking voice. Fucking.
Hey, no cursing on the airwaves. That's totally fucking inappropriate. Now.
You could probably tell by the chorus what that track was called. It was May Big Slop Buckets of Reconstructive Energy Spill Freely Over the Abenaki. Again, that was
a band. I was going to guess that was the name of the song.
Well, you heard it in the chorus. Yeah. And then that was a band called Megillah out of Chicago, Illinois. MySpace.com/Megillah Ashuwal. So I'm just going to spell it, kids. MAGILLASHUWALL.
Yay!
That MySpace address once again. MAGILLASHUWALL. Again, if like many people have been doing all day today, they've been asking us questions about the bands, and we've been instant messaging them back. So you can just, here at the station, we use Kill Radio Org as our handle for instant messaging. So please feel free to do that. Yay.
Unless, of course, you're listening to an archive right now or a podcast.
We'll see what happens. It's kind of like a roll of the dice. See who answers if it's open. Again, that last band we heard before Megillah, out of Chicago as well, was White Hot Knife, What She Wants, MySpace.com/White Hot Knife.
Let's go right back to music. I have an artist out of San Francisco. This is a one-man surrealistic rock and roll band, but goes by the name of The Slow Poisoner. MySpace.com/slowpoisoner, as well as theslowpoisoner.com. Sent us all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
His comic,
the comic books are great.
Zine and some pictures and stuff. So very creative artist.
The only reason he's getting played.
Well, it's one of the reasons. And he's going to be in Los Angeles November 27th. So check out his MySpace page to make sure you're up to date on that if you want to go see him perform live.
We don't know where.
And, well, I don't know where from looking at this, but it's probably on the MySpace page.
Okay.
I think it might be Silver Lake Lounge, but I might have just made that up right now, just right now. Anyway.
He's playing at the Nokia Theater downtown.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. MySpace.com/slowpoisoner. And the album is called Roadside Altar. And here are a couple tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Carolines. They gasped and gaped, can't believe what's taking shape. The torso of a man, but no head, just a giant hand. From its mighty palm, an awesome eye. Souls, the eye hand stares them down. It bore into their brains. Learned them the sin of Abel and Cain. The eye hand of the Carolinas. The eye hand of the Carolinas. Thank you. brothers Smith slunk home. How their minds were blown. Had to tell the world what they'd been shown. But no one would buy their story without the other there to back it. And so the brothers Smith came to bury their hatchets. My gal's trying to make a fool out of me. My gal's trying to make a fool out of me. She's trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. 'Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. I've got that old TB. I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. It's got me worried so, can't even sleep at night. I've been fighting like a lion and it looks like I'm gonna lose. I've been fighting like a lion and it looks like I'm gonna lose. 'Cause there ain't nobody ever with the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. I've got the TB gee, but the graveyard is a lonesome place. Gee, but the graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face.
And we're back on Here Here on KillRadio.org. That was The Slow Poisoner from his album Roadside Altar. Check out myspace.com/slowpoisoner and theslowpoisoner.com. And he will be here in towards the end of November performing in Los Angeles. He's out of San Francisco, so we look forward to having you in our town.
Our humble community.
And check out his website. He's got all these great drawings, all this cover art. And again, this is he's a one-man surrealistic rock and roll band from San Francisco, The Slow Poisoner. You're listening to Here Here on KillRadio.org. It's Kill Radio's all-submission, only-submission show. People send us music. We play it on the internet airwaves. Look, there's a CD sticking out of the mail slot there.
Oh, we just got a submission.
I'm going to go get that while you play what you're going to play.
Well, I was just going to talk for a while.
No, seriously, play some music.
Okay. This is an artist that we've played on the show before called Shakespeare out of Portland, Oregon, just north of us here by a lot of miles. we have Oh, that's for me.
No.
No,
I get it.
No, no, no. I specifically asked them to send that.
It's a CD, so I get to play it.
No, see how it says Attention Mark Caldwell?
It does, but Climber
I
is awesome.
I contacted them because I'm on their email list. They have a new album.
You never heard of them before.
I'm sorry, Shakespeare. I don't mean to interrupt, but this is two tracks, Turning My Life Around, Portland, Oregon, myspace.com/Shakespeare. That's speak with an E on the end. This is Turning My Life Around. Here, killradio.org. Oh, my God, I finally said here.
Secrets undercover, tossing and turning with one another. My words fall out bravely because I think you can save me. Turning my life around, da do 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 do. Turning my life.
And I think we're back. I wasn't sure.
That would be us.
That would be Q Mark. Now I can't hear myself.
Just because you can't hear yourself doesn't mean you're not making an exorbitant amount of noise, Mark.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Again, that was Shakespeak out of Portland, Oregon. We heard two tracks. That last track we just heard was I'm Your Man, and then we start off this set with Turning My Life Around, myspace.com/Shakespeak. And we're done, and I think we're going to end the show early and on time. That's a big deal for us.
It is. We're jerks that way. We're used to going over 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Which would mean we'd have to pay way more dues. These are the bands that we would like to thank for submitting, for giving us content for the
submission. And it was a good set.
Submission show.
We had a lot of great music played and
today.
Fun and, yeah.
Thank you. Shakespeak, The Slow Poisoner, Magilla, White Hot Knife, The Hectors, Auto Defiance, Anti-Cool, Reverend Beatman, Gabber 13, The Brian Faith Band, Suit of Hair, and Coppermine for sending your music to here on killradio.org. You send it. We play it. We'll be here next week. We'll be hosting another Here Presents Kill Radio fundraiser at Lost Souls Cafe November 18th. More details to follow. So continue to tune in, and you can download this show from the blog on our MySpace, myspace.com/here. That's HEAR_HERE, and we will be podcasting on iTunes about this time tomorrow. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you like to hear new music from all over the world with absolutely no attention to genre detail or any of that other stuff.
Yeah. You send it, we play it. We don't care.
All right.
In a good way. Right?
You've been listening to Here on
is
Kill
that
Radio.
Is that how you describe it, John?
Yeah. Whatever you just said.
Well, I'm not ready to say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.